In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I imagine the Gospel of Mark to be something like the notes that I would take as a student in a lecture. The notes are there, and they are what they are. They're notes from a lecture. It looks like Mark never really went back and proofread the notes and never took the time to put them into totally clear Greek. They were lecture notes. Nonetheless, Mark is very important to us, even though in places the parables seem a little sparse. Today's parables can be interpreted in all kinds of different ways. The gospel lesson and the lesson from Ezekiel can be summarized, though. Small things become big things. We see that in everyday life, don't we? Everyone in this room started off as one cell, a little cell that divided and grew and divided and continued to grow into who we are today. Organized Christianity in Augusta, Georgia, began right here in a small chapel next to Fort Augusta. And look what happened. On the other hand, there's the coronavirus, officially called SARS-CoV number 2. These viruses are tiny. We can't see them with the naked eye. We don't know exactly how it got its start, whether in a bat or a lab, I don't know. But obviously somebody got infected and they passed it on to somebody else. The process continued, and look where things went. Yeah, it got big. Or consider a false rumor or fake news. These can spread rapidly like a virus and damage reputations, careers, and lives. Yeah, small things become big things. The first parable in today's gospel lesson looks simple enough. A farmer scatters seed, the seed sprouts and grows. The farmer comes back for the harvest. It doesn't take much to substitute God for the farmer. And then the lesson from Ezekiel helps us do that. We could say, God plants a seed of faith in us. Faith sprouts and grows. And God comes back for the harvest. The passage implies that we don't need to know the details of how all this happens, nor do we really need to. God's taking care of it. I suspect that any of us who has ever worked on a farm or tended a garden will look at all of that interpretation with a certain amount of skepticism. It's too simple. Running a farm or having a garden takes some thought, planning, and good old-fashioned hard work. At the very least, the ground has to be prepared. The soil has to be broken up and fertilized. The growing plants need to be watered. Weeds have to be pulled. And something's got to be done about the insects and the other parasites that could destroy the harvest or the flowers. No, this isn't easy work, but it's absolutely necessary. So in that light, let's look at the parable again. First off, God plants the seed of faith in everyone. The seed will sprout, and it will start growing. What happens from there differs from person to person because faith manifests differently in all of us. At the same time, God gives us the inner desire to do good things, the things that are His will, the things that He wants us to be doing as the seed grows. At the same time, for some reason, we also have an inner desire to do some things that are not at all what God wants us to be doing. Sometimes, when we think about something that we're about to do, it's actually hard to tell the difference between God's will for us and our own will. This requires careful, thoughtful discernment. Sometimes the discernment process is easy, and sometimes it's not. Holy Scripture gives us direction, and that is why Bible study is such an important fertilizer for our growth. If a thought or an action shows evidence of faith, charity, clarity, spiritual insight, truth, humility, generosity, praise, calmness, openness, or gentle persuasion in times of disagreement, chances are that it reflects God's will. This is water for physical and spiritual growth. If a thought or an action shows doubt, confusion, especially confusing others, spiritual blindness, lies, pride, envy, slander, deception, or bullying, chances are that it does not reflect God's will. This causes weeds to grow and destructive parasites to flourish, limiting or halting physical and spiritual growth in the garden if they take over. I don't need to review events of the past year, nationally or locally. We all know perfectly well that a lot of weeds have grown in the garden. Small things become big things. God knows that weeds are going to grow in the garden. God knows that parasites will infest the crop. God knows that sometimes we will obey our will rather than follow His will. When that happens, He's also given us the ability to repent and ask for forgiveness. If our thoughts, words, or actions have hurt others, we can apologize. It's hard to do, but we can apologize. In these actions, God will help us weed the garden so that the grain ripens and we are ready for the harvest. Looking ahead into the rest of the year and beyond, we just need to remember that God created us in His image, that God knows His creation, and that God has planted His Holy Spirit in the fertile ground of our hearts. Now, He expects us to do something with it. The growth of the kingdom of God within us and in the world is a wonderful and mysterious miracle. And like the farmer, we really don't need to know the details of how it happens. And we don't need to worry about whether or when it will happen. It's just going to happen. It will happen. Small things become big things. Let's all be patient as we grow in faith together in this year and beyond, and let's keep the garden weeded. Amen. Let us stand and say together the words of the Nicene Creed.